Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, better get used to me. This ain't going back to who I used to be.
California, Atlanta, goddamn Tennessee, Florida,
saying? Shout out to the Louisiana. Shout out to the Homer 2 Clown, man. Represent for me. You know what I'm saying? He got a little dance off. He wants y'all to find out about. You know, I forgot to call him like I said I was going to do without trying to fix this shit right here. But, you know, my partner on the line, he going to come in and, you know, let y'all know what's happening. You feel me? Straight like that. But, yeah, man, we going to kick in this thing all the way like it's supposed to do. You feel me? And whoever keeping it real, stay down. Don't go nowhere. You feel me? Because we're going to make sure we live at all time. You feel me? Straight like that, man. I got love for the world got love for me. Man, I lost my homie, 2Clown, man. 2Clown, I got to get you in there, man. I fuck around, hit something, baby. But I'm going to get you in there, baby. Just sit tight, you hear me? Yeah, there you go. 2Clown.
All right. What's up, Clean?
Cool, man. I got to get a little details on this dance-off thing, man, where I can promote it with you, you feel me? And I see you got 40% off on the jumpers, right?
It's 50% off on a water slide rental and 40% off on a bounce house rental with the Clown. So that there saves you about $100 on each, probably $150 off the slide and Clown rental right there.
Yeah.
And then I've got the big homie Robert Hampton. He gave me his volume one Fat Mac mix. I'm donating that to the auction, going to be auctioned off with me. I'm trying to get a few other local businesses to donate some stuff. I talked to one. He's going to try to get us some cozies made or some a mouse pad with the Yvette flyer on it. I don't know what we're working on just yet. We're in the work on that one, but we're getting something else for the pot later on this week.
That's what's up, man. What you got coming up, my brother?
I've been talking to this lady, and February 13th, I got a birthday gig coming up. So I'll be doing that the next morning after our gig.
That's what's up, man.
I'm on my grind. I'm doing my hustle. This lady that ran at the bounce house today, too, she's a teacher out at Gina, some school out there in Gina, like Gina High School or something like that.
Yeah.
And I started talking to her, and I started telling her about you and me being motivational speakers and stuff like that. And she wants to try to talk to the principal Monday about getting us in there to, you know, speaking to the kids.
That's what's up. When?
I don't know when, but she's going to go talk to the principal Monday when she goes back to work.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to... Hey, what's this number for the, you know, the number for the call-in? Because I'm trying this damn computer moving slow right quick. Let me try to go here.
Yeah, you can get at us at 516-531-9831. That's our motivational show line.
All right, my brother. Straight like that. My boy know more than I know. Yeah. Hey, man, this show looking pretty good, man.
Hey, man, dude, like I seen the pictures posted today with all the homies having their tickets and stuff like that. I was like, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. My cousin, she on the grind. Shout out to Elaine down there, man, for real. I see you doing your thing, baby. Olivia, Trick, everybody, you know what I'm saying, VLK, the homie representing with me. Everybody's, you know, sharing shit, man. A lot of people been sharing my stuff, man. They y'all keep me motivated, bro. Real talk, man. I've been getting a whole lot of love, man. Y'all got my notification blowing up. I need them shares, baby, because we about to take over the goddamn world. Least piece of it anyway, you feel me? Straight up, man. The more people sharing, the quicker we going to get to where we need to be. You feel me? And we can save some lives out there in these streets, man. For real. What we're trying to do, stay focused and save some lives out there. Yeah, look like Juicy online.
What's up?
Juicy.
Hey, what's up?
It's a new voice in town, huh? 2Clown? See the new voice in town, huh? See, She done got that $1 million boss now. You know, she
done
over
there.
Oh, man. Straight up. I got my co-host with me right there. You know what I'm saying? JC. You know, that's her new name. She ain't Juicy no more. You know what I'm saying? It's Juicy Cotton. You feel what I'm saying? So I just gave her that name. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Straight up. I made that. The owner of who?
Pure Clean Entertainment, baby. You know it.
Say that then. You heard it, CC, with pride, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's a little narcissistic.
Yeah, you know, ain't nobody gonna make her laugh like me, goddammit. She already know. I don't give a fuck, she finds somebody with $1 million, the biggest record label in the world, goddammit. Ain't gonna find no motherfucking fool like me. You feel me? Yeah, but two clowns, hey. But I wanna try to set up something, man, for the boy shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try to. For the summer, man, you know, I want to really try to create something, bro, because I feel like my partner told me, Jay Jagger, well, okay, oh, yeah, I'm going to holler at my homie Jay Jagger, man. He said he's going to get on his verse tonight to that baddest bitch in the club, everybody know her. So he said he's going to the studio, lay that down, you know what I'm saying? B.A., he put a little skit out by the other little track, Buck Naked, you know what I'm saying? So I get these two tracks right here up on this line. You feel what I'm saying? That's going to stir up some shit in the strip club. So we push that hard right there. So when the summer come, I feel like, you know, it'll be a new vibe, you know, and me and Bowleg with the Out of Breath and, you know, Juicy in the lab. She pushing, she grinding. You feel what I'm saying? So the music finna come out there now. A whole lot of different music finna come at y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned. We're going to put some new shit out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of performing the same old shit, even though it's good, but I'm tired of performing that, you know what I'm saying? But some new shit in your face, man, you know?
I have something to add to that, because while he's working on strip club trapping songs, I am over here working on a whole other different vibe, on a different level, but it's all the same for the same business. Entertainment is entertainment, but I am...
Hey, that's the way I look at it, too, man. People always judge me because I'm a clown. They're like, what are you doing at the bar? I'm like, I'm an entertainer.
That's it. Well, and so I want to see Demetrius Hughes. The true talent that I see when I see him is a motivational speaker. So I have got him lined up with a poet who just got his book published through Barnes & Noble. And so Demetrius is going to wrap his poems in his short skit for his videos. So it's going to be like cancer awareness, domestic violence awareness, HIV awareness, so motivational things at a whole different level. We're going to take the game to a whole different twist here as soon as I get all my P's and Q's together, but they're coming together. I ain't asleep over here.
That's what's up.
Y'all already know why the motivation count. We come from the strip club. We go to the church, because God made freaks, too. We do it all. You can't miss us, baby. You heard me? Real talk. God damn it. Motivation Camp 2CE, man. We stand out. We don't try to fit in with nobody. We just do us. You feel me? Straight up. From the clown to the goddamn strip club, to the church, to the kids, motivation speaker, whatever we do. You know what I'm saying? Believe one thing, it's going to be a whole different vibe with me in the building, though. You feel me? Straight up. I already know this here. This rapper try to sound like this rapper. This singer try to sound like this singer.
Yep.
I'm just me.
We bring so much more to the plate.
When you hear me, you're going to say, that dude whack. But he don't sound like nobody, so I'm going to sit here and listen to him. I like his vibe, though. You feel me? He vibing. He fucked the crowd. He entertained. You feel me? I'm different. All the rest of them going to fall off the ship. I'm going to still be on there on top of that bitch, just chilling. My own folks. You feel me? Straight up, man. But like I said, I ain't shit without y'all, though. You feel me? So like I say, once again, shout out to everybody been sharing my shit. Man, every time I see somebody sharing something, man, something to me. Let me know y'all believe in me. You know what I'm saying? And like
yep.
I say, I get this money, God strike me down if I don't look out for the people that looked out for me. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to put no money in their hands. Two clowns, you want to build you a clown factory? Here goes some money, son. Build you a goddamn clown factory. Whatever you want to do. Juicy, what you want to do? Give you that money. want to do what you want.
I'm driving you. I'm right there with you. Honey. We got two hearts, one motherfucking dream. We taking this ride for all it's worth. Believe it.
Got a ride, baby.
I am going to use the entertainment business to motivate our teenagers and to keep them focused and push them back in the right direction and to use the industry to release anything that they need to release and use to their advantage instead of disadvantage. And then when we send them home, grab the adults and do the same thing for them.
Make sure you got them rope tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your rope don't come loose because I'm running.
Tied up. I got you. Hey, you better believe it. I got you.
She better tie that motherfucker tight. Don't let that bitch go, goddamn it. Shit, I'm 100 miles and running. Real, man.
We got to put our rolling skates on to keep up with you, fool.
I'm trying to get it, man, for real. I'm trying to get some money, man, for real. I get this money, I know one thing, man. I can bless a whole lot of people, bro. I'm far from myself. It's Juicy. She a good girl, man. She'll look out for anybody. That's why I want her close to me. Somebody going to take care of her, going to lead her to be a better person, not just get energy and money from her for what she got. I want to make her a better person. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? You can get anybody to hang with you, but you can't get nobody who push you. I'm pushing shit out of her ass. You get mad all you want to at me, baby. I ain't going to give up. I ain't going to like them. I'm going to be on your ass. You're going to feel better. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, believe that.
Ooh, and I am a full brat. I know it's been tough raising this one. Even my dad saluted him.
You're good people, man. You know what I'm saying? Good people, bro. For real, though. Yeah, man, but I'm through talking, man. Y'all talk, man. Talk, Juicy.
Well, I have just got done writing your bio. I could talk for ages on it.
Man.
It's the most beautiful thing I think I've ever wrote, and I wrote a lot of shit.
That's what's up. I appreciate you. As long as you got you in there, you deserve to be in the bow. Because last year,
once you read it, you'll probably wonder how I know so much about you, because that is how much I do pay attention. But you always say, I don't listen, but you got to find out just how much I do.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like I say, last year was a year that I experienced somebody that I didn't know come into my business, you know, and do things that I didn't ask you to do. You did it on your own, you know, and you tried to invest with me. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why I keep you there. You feel what I'm saying? Because we can get over the arguments and disagreements. We can get past that because as long as our mind is together and on ambition shit and trying to hustle and think for the kids, you got a good heart because you look out for anybody. You feel what I'm saying? So you know, we just business partner soulmates. You feel what I'm saying? For real though.
Yeah.
And I really fuck with you, bro. You're my dog. You know what I'm saying? For real. And ain't nobody gonna come between that. You feel what I'm saying? For real. I tell the world that. They know. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Goddamn, you can be gone for 10 years. Goddamn,
I'm
still
I'm
open.
Come
on back, baby.
Back.
Boomerang.
Hey, Papa, what you doing?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, but shit, like I say, man, I'm blessed though, man. You know, I'm blessed to have y'all in my corner, man, for real. Two clown, you don't know, man. I'm telling you, man, I get this goddamn money, man. We gonna have some fun with them kids, bro, for real. Shit,
okay.
Goddamn it.
Okay. Two clowns.
Yes,
I got one for you. I got, I would like for you to call me because I'm setting up some stuff with Texas Children's Hospital and the Wounded Warriors Project. The Wounded Warriors Project is kind of under scrutiny right now, but I believe that's a real good time to try to get in the door with them, to prove that they are there for them and, you know, to be someone different. So whenever we do these things, the Wounded Warriors, of course, will be adults, but they do have children that need to be entertained, you know, living in a depressed household or, you know, you never know what's going on at home. But definitely for the Texas Children's Hospital, whenever we go, we're going to set up to where we can go entertain the kids and see what we can get done there. So you and whoever else you can grab, you know.
Most definitely. Go up there and make some balloon animals for them or something while they're in the hospital. I'm totally down for that. I would love to do something like that.
All right. Well, so get with me sometime this weekend so that we can, I can tell you where I'm at with it. We'll just kind of go from there.
No, you get with him. No, you get with him. You get with him because you know what you want. And just tell him what you want. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is I want him to be a part of it. And I want to give him the way I'm thinking about it. If he wants to be a part of it, he'll call me, you know, because I kind of threw it out there at him, you know. But I'm sure he does. Call me. You know, this is something that will make all of us grow because I'm a marketing genius and a promoting genius. But in the marketing world, 5 million people sell Nike. So when you get a pair of Nikes and you want to sell it, how are you going to sell it? How is your Nike better than the other Nikes at the same damn thing down the street?
Yeah.
So 5 million rappers and entertainers and hosts and promoters and clowns and, you know, are out here. What makes us the ones to buy? So what's going to make that is to be in different places and get outside of those 5 million people and get ourselves...
Yep.
You know, seen in spots where the news would come, where the you never know what you're going to run across when you put yourself in a place that you're supposed to be in. You can't find out what your purpose is, then you're supposed to follow what you love, your dream. Follow your dream, and it will lead you right into your purpose. And we all know what our dream is that has led us to our purpose, and that's where you do bigger and better things than what we're doing. That's why we keep hitting these bumps. Because we're not using our blessing from him, our talent, to his glory, to what we're supposed to use it for. So the moment that we do that is the moment we will make it.
Okay.
I tell y'all what.
I'll tell you on that. Amen.
I never dream about success. I just work hard for it.
Man, success dreams about me. I don't know what you all talking about.
We're dreaming with our eyes open, therefore it makes it reality. And I don't know why people call this a dream, considering we're the motherfuckers that never sleep. When the rest of the world sleeps at night, we're still up trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I made that post the other night, straight up. I'm like, while you all sleeping, I'm up learning new things, bettering my life. I don't care. It's just making balloon animals. I'm learning something new. I'm making more business for myself. I'm doing something, you know, more productive for the children. Like, it just feels good.
So I don't see why we're called dreamers and the rest of the world's not, because they're the ones dreaming, sleeping their life away. We are out here making it happen. It won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called reality, my friend.
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, I'm ready to do what I'm supposed to be doing, and everything that I've been doing is pushed towards that. I'm just going to make sure that everybody do the same thing that I do. And everyone saw the good in me, but I didn't see the good in myself. And it took a lot of beat downs and heartache for me to finally find it. So thanks to the few that sat beside me, I finally see that, so I'm thankful for Demetrius, and I'm, I finally got my shit together, and I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm doing just that.
All right, appreciate you too, my sister. All right, that's what friends are for.
Yeah, so don't get it twisted. Whatever I say, I can say because that's my partner, but please don't let me catch up saying nothing about him. That's my partner. That's my people. Don't let me catch you slipping like I got stuff, but that's what I got my mouth closed to do. Anyway, so check this out. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? You ready
I'm
for
here.
This?
Yep.
Okay, Tuesday Entertainment provides it all. From networking and outreach to motivational speaking, he's a total package. A host, an entertainer, motivational speaker, promoter, manager, and a lyrical king. He delivers affordable live entertainment with guaranteed crowd involvement. interacting and captivating his audience through his music. From his Louisiana-style beats to his distinctive individuality, he captures the attention of any crowd he has ever encountered. He has a powerful yet unique lyrical flow and undeniable energy on the stage, making his performances extraordinary and memorable, to say the least. Demetrius Kipling Stewart was born on November 4th, 1972, raised by his mother. Well, dude, my bad. I lost you there. Raised by his mother, Miss Bobby Jean Lewis. And look, check that. To get the rest of it, I know that's beautiful. Is that not beautiful? To get the rest of it, y'all have to keep up with Kipling and look him, because you will get a bio right there and there.
That was a good one.
That was
covered
good,
a lot
man.
Of information. Covered pretty
well,
much
she got
everything
a whole lot.
I've seen
yeah,
Kipling
she
do. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's plenty more. I just didn't want to steal the whole show, and I wouldn't want to take his thunder, because I'm sure that's something he's going to want, you know, to put out there himself. But it's beautiful. I wrote it down from the time he was born all the way till today, all the way to Juicy J.
Made that platinum name. Yeah, man. But I can't be moving like talking about it on the weekend, you know. So I just sit down. I got a few little beats. I'm going to the studio Tuesday. Lay some hooks down, create some new shit. So, shit, I already got my hooks rolled down. Got my beats picked out. Work
that's okay, better. Because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're at home with yourself. You know, you need to be there so that, you know, you can get your mind again. You can get your music pro. You've been wanting to do this new, you know, do new music and sit down. You know, you're hot. You've been on every chance there is, you know, that you can be on it. So still grab the ones that you can. Let's go out here and steal the shows on the weekends and then get home and do your job, because that's the job that we have first and foremost. I'm a single mother. I don't have no help. And I'm still able to manage to make my way out here. So you can do the same. I'll tell you how it's done. Call a babysitter and then bring your ass home after the event. Can't go out. And, you know, after parties and stuff for a little while. But it's all right. We don't need the after parties. We've done enough partying. It's time to work.
I ain't moving unless I'm getting paid.
Yep.
Shit. Real.
It's time to work. We've got enough stuff. It's time to work. And that's what God's telling me to do. Sit down and be still and let me bring it to you, because you've already put your hand out there. He's reaching back. You know, he's wanting to make sure how bad do you want it.
Shit. Bring it to me, baby. Bag that thing up like Juvenile say. Yeah. Shout out to the homeboy Donna Chapman, man. Say he in the building. He been sharing a lot of my shit too, man. Appreciate you, homie. Already. Get these motherfucking goings up, man. Straight up. Yeah, man. But like I say, man, you know anybody, you know, need a team to come to the church, Boys and Girls Club, any, you know what I'm saying, non-profit organization or whatever you got going on, foundation, if y'all can make it happen for us, man, we'll come, you know, represent for the kids, man. That's what we all about. You know what I'm saying? We get blessed when we bless others. We ain't just doing this for no fame, you know. Everybody need money, but we could regenerate money and do better things with the money instead of just going by cars and foolishness and stuff like that. We want to help others.
Yeah,
right?
We actually invest
you know
our money. We don't buy all foolishness stuff.
Yeah. You know, but, man, I appreciate everybody, man, that's really been in there for me. You know I can't do it alone. I'm a motivated dude. I work hard, but I still can't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? For real, though. I'm my own boss. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no co-signer.
Oh, no, you're not.
I just need y'all for you feel me? Yeah. Both status, man. You know? A lot of people be calling me, talking about they going to invest this, they going to do that, and they going to do that. I ain't believe in nothing else. Goddamn, unless you show me. I ain't saying a goddamn thing. I I'm believing in what I do, and that's it. Once you show me, give me some money, then I talk about it. But if you ain't give me no money, I can't talk about it. I'm tired of, you know, throwing shit out there and getting my feelings hurt. People think I'm lying about what I'm doing because I'm getting information from other people, and that shit fucked my name up, man. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to chill, work on me some new music, and when that summer come, at least have me 6 new songs or 7 new songs, and we going to ride. I guarantee you that. All these beats I got, Crump, Two Clown, Juicy, JC, fuck Juicy, JC.
Wow.
That damn JC, double
like
men, taste like
they say a hard
headed
soft ball. So
tastes like gum, baby.
I'm so damn
hard headed.
People
call
me cotton.
Tastes like
gum.
Tastes like
gum. Tastes
like juicy fruit.
Just put some gum in your mouth. Juicy like fruit, soft like cotton. They say a hard head makes a soft ass. My hair's so hard, my partner call me cotton. Juicy, JC, Juicy Cotton.
Transformer, a Transformer 2 Clown.
Prayer for you?
Him. I said, oh, I transformed him, man. Yeah. It's time about to run out, man. I appreciate y'all for calling in, man. For real, though.
No problem, Clean. Let me know when you do it again. You know I'll be here for you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it for motivating me, man. You always call and make me do these radio shows. Get on it, man, for real, bro.
Well, I'll say what we do is we need to come up with a weekly show. We come up with a topic of real stuff that is going on, and we can talk about that and see how we can make it more topical. Let's do it once a week. Not the same day that you've been doing, a little different show.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't do it. Just make it happen. Yeah.
Motivation camp. Let's motivate. I'll see y'all. I'll talk to you two clown this weekend, I hope.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow, Juicy.
Okay.
Are you going to be up later tonight after the show?
I am.
All right, I'll give you a call as soon as I'm picking up one of my coworkers from work right now. I'm bringing him home. As soon as I'm done doing that, I'll give you a call.
Do okay. That, homie.
Right. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all stay positive.
Get on her ass, Miss Two Clone. You hear me, man?
I'll stay on her ass.
Get on her ass for me, bro. I can't do it by myself. I need a goddamn whole armor for that motherfucker now. All right, man.
She's good, but she's stubborn.
All right, man.
All right, y'all be safe.
All right, peace out, Motivation Camp, man. We out the thing, man. 2C. 2 Love, baby. All right, you know how we do it.